All right. I'm going to start with Alaska just to make sure we fit it in this segment. Mm-hmm. August 14th, 1784, Russians settle Alaska. Kodiak Island, you been there?
No.
Grigory Shalikov. He was a fur trader, and it was the first permanent Russian settlement in Alaska, 1784. And actually, in 1741, there was a European discovery, and it was a Russian expedition led by a Danish navigator. And they sighted the mainland. I love when people say they discovered something, you know, that's been there for millions of years. And they founded this Three Saints Bay colony on Kodiak Island in 1784. And they were fur traders and a fur trader establishment. And in 86, Shlekov returned to Russia. I'm probably mispronouncing his name. And in 1790, they dispatched Alexander Baranov to manage his affairs in Alaska. Who knew he had affairs in Alaska? I hope his wife didn't know. And so then they had the Russian-American Company established. They put American Company there in 1799. And he was granted a monopoly over all of Alaska, this Baranov. And he actually went down the coast, the West Coast, North America. 1812, he made attempts to found a settlement in California near Bodega Bay, sitting on the dock of the bay. And they were British and American trading vessels disputed the claim, and they retreated to what's currently Alaska. And the Russian interests in Alaska declined. After the Crimean War in the 1850s, a nearly bankrupt Alaska sought to dispose of the territory. So the Tsarist government first approached the U.S. The administration of James Buchanan, about 1857, 1861, but, you know, the Civil War. And after the war, famous Secretary of State William H. Seward. He supported this, you know, they called it Seward's Folly, didn't they? And was eager to acquire the tremendous landmass of Alaska, one-fifth the size of the rest of the U.S. So March 30th, 1867, he signed a deal for the purchase of Alaska, $7.2 million, 2 cents an acre. It was ridiculed as Seward's Folly, Seward's Icebox, and President Andrew Johnson's Polar Bear Garden. In April of 1867, the Senate ratified the treaty by a margin of just one vote, made it by this much. And it was a slow start, but then 1898, discovery of gold, rich resource, and January 3rd, 1959, President Eisenhower signed a proclamation admitting territory of Alaska into the Union as the what state? 49th. Hawaii came later. That's the second time you've been wrong since 2005. Okay, so let's see if we can fit this in here. Some creative marketing by an agent. This is a while ago, so you'll never track this down. Can't track me. It's stated that in 2025, globally, new cars would be 20% electric. I looked it up, and today it's about 2.2% of cars are electric. So 4 years, we're going to have 20%. Now, maybe in California, or maybe the person was saying 20% of new cars will be electric rather than 20% of all cars would be electric. So imagine if half the cars that drove by your house were electric. It would be quieter. But your dog might not hear them and could get hit by a car. So I kind of researched, and basically this person was saying that you can really look more closely at the house I'm selling that's on a busy street, because before long, we're going to have electric cars. It's going to be quieter. So don't worry about it. That was the pitch. So it got me, you know, reading about it. And if you're going very slowly, an electric car, imagine they make almost no noise. But I did read that at speeds over 18.6 miles per hour, both gasoline and electric cars generate noise from wind resistance and tires. I mean, you're not going to get the hot rod sound of the V8. And sound effects from Richard. Thankfully, you can't hear them. But below that threshold, electric vehicles are often silent, which is why now they have to emit sounds because they're afraid about, you know, people getting hit, and dogs and whatnot. Anyway, I just thought that was a very interesting approach to talk about the influx of electric vehicles and therefore the busy street today might not be the busy street of tomorrow. Coming soon to an electric vehicle near you. And finally, if I heard a home show, it was talking about getting critters, raccoons, or if you have birds eating your koi fish, in addition to an activated light, a little spotlight to come on, I didn't realize they sold activated water sprinklers. Did you know that? Motion activated water sprinklers. So if you have raccoons or some crazy things happening in your yard or large birds that come down to sit on the water of your koi fish pond, you can have a light come on and you can have this water thing that sprinkles, set it at a high PSI. Maybe you can kill the animal. No, I'm kidding. And the neighbor's dog or whoever. And you can, it sounded like it was working for some people. I mentioned it to somebody, said it didn't work for them. But if it worked for you, let me know. Mark, M-A-R-K, at RadioRealEstate.com or text 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate.